Welcome back, friends. Today, Sarah and I, in light of the upcoming elections, primarily November, but not just November, at least in Texas 2021, the gubernatorial primary elections are right around the corner. So this topic is a perennial importance. And so the title of this conversation is Formation of Conscience, the Will of the Father, the Will of the Father. So that this, for Catholics, this term comes up an awful lot for those of us who want to follow the will of the Father. Is we want to live in accord with His will, so we want to form our conscience accordingly. And Sarah and I thought that it might help us all to get ourselves a little bit focused as to exactly what that means. Do you have some opening thoughts before we go forward, or
not necessarily? But I mean, I don't know how this is going to flow into what you were going to present. But I do think that this error or this I don't know. I guess error is the correct term. Really goes back to the talk that we had when we were talking about modernism, right? And so many of these errors in regards to conscious, what it actually means, how one is actually supposed to honor it, all of this confusion really is what we're dealing with. Error and confusion has its place, has its locus right there. I mean, it's initiated there. And so if after anybody has been watching this, they want to go back and review that a little bit, that would probably be of great assistance to them.
Excellent. I did not think of that. And Sarah, that's why you have two of us. We get, we do a better job together, because she is 110% correct. Modernism, right? All the synthesis of heresies. So currently, I'm in the midst of teaching a salvation history course and going through the plan of salvation, the plan of you and I. So that's, I think, this notion that God wants to enter into relationship as Father with us. And before we can even get to what we can or cannot do, we have to first step back and start to look at who we are, right? And what we're called to be. So in Genesis, there are two terms used for God. There's Elohim, God the creator, God the all-powerful, the first mover, the unmoved mover. And then there's Yahweh, God the Father. And He, of course, is both. He is Lord, He is sovereign, He is almighty, but He also wants to enter into a personal, fatherly, father-child relationship. And I need to stop there. That is a Christian understanding. That kind of intimate relationship with God, that's particularly Christian. And it's distinct from other belief systems. So, like to the past couple of episodes before, this relationship, this familial relationship, involves both freedom and knowledge. And knowledge, so Sarah and I spent a bit of time talking about freedom, liberty, and knowledge, I thought, was something we could look at a little bit today, is that which permeates not only our intellect, but our heart. And our heart is where the Hebrew term, they don't have a term for conscience, but conscience and the heart, somewhat synonyms. Right. So I thought we should also define conscience. I'm coming from the glossary of theological terms from the Essential Catholic Theology series, John Ford, Redemptorist. And this is how this text defines it. This word from the Latin conscientia, meaning moral sense or self-knowledge. That's where conscience and knowledge very intimately tied together, refers to a person's inner awareness of the moral aspects or ethical dimensions of human actions. Thus, conscience is a person's internal judgment of whether a specific action is right or wrong. Christians are bound to follow their conscience to do good and to avoid evil. And for those who care to look any more in depth, the Catechism 1776 to 1782, second edition or earlier. So it's the heart, for the Hebrew term, it's the heart, or here in a little bit more precise language, that inner awareness of what is good and evil, right? So there's the knowledge, what is good and evil, the tree of knowledge.
Yeah. And I like to say to, sorry, no, go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I like to say to my children that, you know, we were going out for a walk the other day, and my daughter kept skipping along merrily backwards, and we're on a trail. And so I said to her, my dear, knowledge is knowing how to walk backwards and forwards, but wisdom is knowing when to do which, right? And so we have, so because conscience, not that I think that there's anything defective in that definition as it was presented, because it is a good definition as far as definitions go. The problem is that the vast majority of people no longer are able to discern the difference between good and evil. Right? We've lost that true moral compass. So consequently, you can have knowledge that your conscience is the guide to helping you decide between good and evil. But wisdom is knowing what good and evil is. And so, sadly, we're living in an environment now where good and evil, right and wrong, freedom and slavery, these terms are all being used in a modernistic sense, consequently, right? That difference again between scholasticism and modernism, right? Where in scholasticism we sort of defined that as saying that the object is what it is, we perceive it as it is, and its name is simply naming something that is exterior to ourselves. But that error of modernism permits us to see something exterior to ourselves and call it what it isn't. And so we've really walked into this, as I said, the definition that you gave, and it may be good to just repeat it one more time after I've said this so that people have it in their head again. It is a good definition insofar as it goes. But like I said, knowledge is knowing how to walk backwards and forwards. Wisdom is knowing which to do when. So this is going to be the part where we have to begin to engage in the level of conversation with people to learn about what a conscience is. It is no longer sufficient to say that it is appropriate to follow your own conscience, because your own conscience is only good insofar as it truly knows what goodness is in the view of what you had said, the will of the Father, and what evil is in the will of the Father. We can't rename those things, because we want our conscience to be formed according to our Heavenly Father, not according to the views that are now currently popular.
That's exactly right. That's exactly where we're heading. We will be in the next episode, we're going to pick up on what Sarah's talking about is epistemology 101, and that is how do we know, as opposed to, we'll get there. We will get there. All right, my friends, till the next time. Fides et ratio.